Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you've ever been past Foxton or through Foxton, you may have seen its iconic windmill. It may look hundreds of years old, but actually its history is more recent. This is the only windmill in the entire Southern Hemisphere which is milling flour. And it's built as a replica of a traditional 17th century Dutch flour mill, but it opened in 2003. Now, at 18, Jamie Henry was employed by the Foxton Windmill Trust, and 2 years later, he is now a trained miller, or, to use the Dutch word, a molenaar. And Jamie joins me now. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Bit of a niche job, eh?
Yeah, a bit of an odd one. you won't find many people with this job, no.
Yeah, I like it, though. How'd you get into it?
I decided I wanted to be a chef, so a little bit off the road. And finished my studies at HLC, and this lady comes up to me and just goes, oh, there's this windmill in Foxton, would you like to work in it? And your first reaction is, what?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I decided to give it a go, and then 6 months down the road, I realized I actually do really like it, and so I've stuck around. Yeah.
How did it get there in the first place?
Yeah, crazy Dutchman, I guess they called him. There's Jan Langen, so he came up with the idea to build a windmill after coming over after the war. He works for like 1985. He retires. He sits back. He sees the flat lands of rivers running through it and goes, that's home. That's the Netherlands. And so he, along with a few others, decided to build a windmill. So, yeah, bit of a crazy idea. And then, yeah, from 1985 to 2003, the ideas, the plans were made, the building was built, and it was opened.
Yeah. I guess everyone else has already worked this out, but windmill, a mill powered by wind. Was there a need for it? I mean, it sounds like he would have built it anyway, but does it serve a purpose that might not otherwise be, met?
Yes, sort of. So wind powered, no electricity, we promise. But it does produce flour. So we can produce 6 different kinds of grain, milled into flour. I think its main purpose was just to draw the Dutch community here. We have a very strong Dutch connection here. And we have a Dutch shop downstairs. We sell the flour in the store.
Cool.
And it just kind of connects to the Dutch people, yeah.
Now, how do you learn to operate a thing like this?
I think in the Netherlands, it's a three-year university-style course. So you study windmills in general, then you can learn woodcutting mills, flour mills, oil pressing mills. We just bought a Dutchie to us. His name was Tonus. So he had been fully qualified at the age of 24, 25. He came over for 6 months. He trained me and another volunteer, Ferry, up. And so the two of us are now the millers. And so, yeah, he left us for 6 months. So good luck, you're on your own. And, yeah, since then, we've kind of just been, like, there's the previous millers as well, so we're not the only ones. There's the millers that were here before us 20 years ago, and you can always contact the Netherlands if you ever need help with anything, yeah.
Is it challenging? Has it been challenging?
Yeah, it can be at times. Sometimes you've got no idea what you're working with, and so you've got to, like, learn new things on the go or talk to people, and a lot of the time, the older millers can help you understand all that. And, yeah, sometimes the wind can be very unpredictable, and so that can be quite a challenge. You know, one day the wind's very calm, there's nothing, and then the next day you've got 60-kilometre gusts. Yeah.
Can you tell us how it works?
So the sails... Okay, here we go. You're going to have to picture this very well. So the sails are connected to the Bovenas, the main shaft, which weighs about 9 tonnes. So they rotate on the shaft, which has a massive wheel we call the crown wheel around it. So this crown wheel is vertical, and there's a wallower with staves that connect to the teeth of this crown wheel. That transfers the energy to horizontal, brings it down to the floor below, where there are two more wallowers we can engage and disengage to either select which kind of flour we want to mill, gluten or gluten-free.
Got it.
Or we can just freewheel, so we can just spin those gears and those wallowers on their own, and that's just kind of like showing off. Say, hey, we've got a windmill, you don't. but yeah, and then, yeah, that transfers to the stones, and these stones have what we call a cutting edge, and so they're kind of like these grooves and these ridges where the flower will travel along. And so initially it gets spread out, then it gets crushed and cracked open, and then the final part actually does the milling, about the last 20 centimetres. And yeah, it comes out the end downstairs and we bag it up. Pretty simple process, but yeah.
You get good feedback about the flour from people who know what they're talking about?
Yeah, quite nice. Being a baker as well, I like to use it myself, and it is quite nice. You can even sift off the whole meal if you've got a sieve at home, like a proper sieve. You can make your own white flours with it. And a lot of people do love the flour. It's quite nice. Because we do different kind of flours. Buckwheat and maize are gluten-free, so that's got its own audience. And then, yeah, the wholemeal, the rye, triticale, some of its flour you can't really get anywhere else. So, yeah, quite a good feedback.
And if the wind is not blowing, can you stay in bed?
I wish. Jeez. If the wind's not blowing, usually if you do a milling, you've got about 6 days of cleaning to do. So, yeah.
I missed that, sorry. Can you say that again?
Oh, usually when you do a milling, you've got about 6 days of cleaning. So, you know, you do a milling and then all the dust and it, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, oh, I'd love to stay in bed, but usually there's cleaning or maintenance to do, yeah.
Well, I love the story. Can people come and watch and check it out? Is it a tourist attraction?
Yeah. Just located in Foxton. You won't miss it, I promise. But, yeah, you can come upstairs. Usually I'm in a few days of the week. You can come talk to me if you've got any questions. But, yeah, we sell a lot of Dutch goods downstairs as well. So we've got, like, a Dutch market on the bottom floor. And there's a cafe just across from us that sells Dutch goods, yeah.
Someone says the phrase nose to the grindstone is a windmill-derived term. Do you put your nose to the grindstone?
Nose to the grindstone? I don't know if that's a good idea. No, I've never done that.
Okay. And somebody says, hey, it's really blowing a gale in Palmerston North. That windmill must be going pretty fast today.
Oh, yeah, not spinning today. The brakes are on. I think I'd lose my job if I spun it today.
Oh, really? So sometimes there's too much wind?
Yeah. So the main brake system is a friction brake. It's metal on wood. And so the most common issue is you could just light it on fire trying to stop it in high winds. But yeah, we're not spinning today. I think the most you'd go is 40 to 50 Ks with the millstones engaged.
Yeah. What's your plan then? You going to stick with it, Jamie?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. Yeah.
Well, what's the dream?
The dream, I would like, I've always wanted my own bakery. I think that sounds amazing. And whether I stick with the windmill the whole way and, you know, end up using stone ground flour in the bakery, that would be cool. That's the big, big dream. For as far as I can see ahead, I would like to stay with the windmill, yeah.
Any interest in a research trip to the Netherlands?
Yeah, it would be cool. I've got good contacts over there, so you know, I've always got a place to stay.
Sure you do, yeah.
And so, yeah, no, that's definitely coming up in the next couple of years. Just go over there, spin as many windmills as I can, and then come home before they realise they're all broken.
Yeah. Spin the windmill, then leave before the cleanup starts.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
Cool. Hey, really nice to meet you. Thanks so much for telling us a bit about your job.
No, it's all good. Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Jamie Henry, who's at the windmill in Foxton.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.